Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You visit us on the web, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could certainly do that. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, at the time of this posting, Saturday is coming up, and that happens to be October 31st, which here in America, that would be Halloween. And kids all over the country get excited about this night each and every year because they get to put on cool costumes and get lots and lots and lots of candy. But this year, with the COVID-19 pandemic, has changed the landscape of our lives, from our jobs to education to even, unfortunately, holidays and celebrations. COVID-19 has just been a global pandemic with many people sick and unfortunately passing away due to the virus. So the CDC has its guidelines for Halloween. I happened to find these tips from the magazine Family Handyman on their website to help make Halloween both safe and fun for your kids during this pandemic. So I'm only going to share a couple of tips because, as always, I want you to read the full article. And again, you could go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough. You just follow the instructions. And then in the upper right of our blog, there is a search bar. And you just type in Halloween Safety Tips 2020. And it'll bring you to the tips that I'm going to share today, along with a link to the full article from Family Handyman. First tip they have here is use literal masks with your Halloween costume. Incorporating masks meant to limit the spread of the virus into your family's Halloween costume can be creative and fun. And on the Family Handyman website, they do have links to some references as far as ideas to incorporate a mask into a Halloween costume. Those can be there for references. Maybe it'll spark your creativity to do something else. You don't have to follow their instructions or their ideas. Maybe you'll have your own. But these suggestions should give you a good reference point to spark your creativity in creating a virus mask to incorporate into your child's costume. The second tip that they have here is a scavenger hunt instead of trick-or-treating. Basically, what you do is you hide clues to stash a Halloween candy for your kids to find. Now, be sure two things. Number one, keep the candy away from your pets. So the stash, wherever it is, make sure that it's at counter height or it's in an area where your dogs and cats and other animals can't get to it, because we've talked about it before that, you know, chocolate and other types of candy can do some serious harm to your pets. So you need to keep that out of reach of your pets. And then number two, don't make the clues too complicated. I'm sure you could do a search on the internet for scavenger hunt clues around your house, and they should give you a good idea of some clues that you can use in your scavenger hunt to help the little kids have some fun instead of trick-or-treating this year. Now, another suggestion they had was have a party with your social bubble. If you're a part of a bubble with other families or kids, have an outdoor party in your backyard and invite them over for a dinosaur egg hunt. I call it that, a dinosaur egg hunt. Basically, it's an Easter egg hunt at Halloween. I mean, you could go to the Dollar Tree, Dollar Store, and get, I believe you could still get eggs and fill them up with candies and toys and treats. And you could also have a costume contest. You could tell spooky stories while socially distancing around a fire pit. And again, you do this with either other family members or you do it with families and kids that are part of your social bubble. So if you've got a class of kids at your school that your kid is around, you know, 6-8 hours a day, they're pretty much in a social bubble. If your kids go to like a church youth group or a Boy Scout or Girl Scout troop or something, I would imagine that those would be considered social bubbles. So get together with those groups to have a Halloween party or a harvest party, whatever you want to call it. Now, they do have some tips. If you do decide to take your young ones trick-or-treating, it said stick to small groups of family members or, again, those in your social bubble. So if you've got kids in your child's class, maybe they could get together, a few of them, to go around trick-or-treating. You definitely don't want to send your kids out alone trick-or-treating, especially this year. You shouldn't send them out trick-or-treating alone anyway, but especially this year, you need to be extra careful. And then they also suggest bringing something with you to ring the doorbell. If your child is a witch or a wizard, well, a broomstick or a wand will work great. Maybe a skeleton key. I know at Five Below they have these items that you can get that you can use to pull a door open, to push an elevator button. That would be perfect. It's only a few dollars to do that. Even if you go to the dollar store and get, you know, something inexpensive to use as a doorbell ringer, you're going to be way ahead of the game. And also, be sure to bring hand sanitizer with you for use in between houses. So once your kid gets the treat in the bag, comes down to see you at the sidewalk, get that hand sanitizer out, squirt, squirt, and away you go to the next house. And then the last I want to share with you, the last tip is wipe down your treats with sanitizing wipes or leave them out in the open air overnight to help cut down on virus transmission. Now, of course, the young ones, they're going to want to dig right into the candy. So, you know, go to the store, get yourself some hand sanitizing wipes, and then when the candy comes home, just start going through and just start wiping down the wrappers and the packaging with hand sanitizing wipes. Not sticking it back in the bag. Stick it into a separate bag or a bowl with your child's name on it. Maybe get a Tupperware. I say Tupperware, but, you know, Tupperware. I'm just gonna say Tupperware. You know, the disposable stuff that you can get at the store. Something with a lid. Maybe kids could decorate the outside of it with their name and put stickers on it and stuff. And then that would be their candy stash to put their stuff in. You know, leaving it out overnight, kids are gonna want to eat candy right away when they get home. So just go out and get some hand sanitizing wipes and wipe off all of the wrappers, and again put it in a separate container. My suggestion is get a Halloween themed Tupperware container that you can get at the dollar store for a dollar, maybe one with an orange lid on it, and then get some cheapo stickers that you could stick on the outside of it. I think it would be really cool. Now again, I want you to go to the website at Family Handyman for more tips on making this Halloween both fun and safe during the pandemic. And again, you could go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you listen later on, no problem. Just follow those instructions. And then in the upper right of the blog is a search bar. Just go ahead and type in Halloween Safety Tips 2020, and it'll bring you to the tips that I shared today, along with a link to the full article, because I always want you to read the full article. Lots of tips. These podcasts are short and sweet. I want you to go ahead and read the full article to see even more tips that Family Handyman has to offer. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Again, it doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I hope all your little ghouls and goblins and ghosts and witches and fairy princesses have a wonderful and safe Halloween. And until next time, you folks take care.